Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Tobias, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sane Man, I'm 24 years old. I've never been married. Growing up, I had a single mother that shamed and guilted me, and is one of the reasons I find it so easy to not care anymore. I also knew an old man named Alan who lived up the road from me. He was a religious man. He was well into his 60s and had lived a full life. I always found him cheerful listening to his life, debating politics, culture, and philosophy for hours with him. Having him in my life, I found quite helpful to ground myself in who I am, and what values I found to be central to who I am. Growing up, I had an abusive stepfather, and my biological father was never in the picture. My mother refuses to tell me anything about him. I ended up helping organize a divorce not even 5 years after she got together with my stepfather. At 17, my mother borrowed $3,000 from me. We got into an argument about it and she kicked me out. From 17 onwards, I didn't have trouble with girls really. I found the simple strategy of appearing unkempt, unfashionable, and brutally uncaring honest as enough to basically keep most women away, and most fake people in general away from me. I worked hard, I never really had the urge to pursue becoming a PUA. A male friend and coworker of mine, I'll call him Butterknife, it's a real personal story, we ended up getting a house together. He was a few years older than me and had kids, and was a heavy womanizer. That brought in what I consider to be my first real female challenge, excluding my mother. I'm going to refer to this person as Twix. She and I, well, let's be honest, I was in love. She had a toxic and possessive best friend who I'll actually call Daisy. Daisy and Butterknife met because of Twix and I, and Daisy saw the dollar signs. Butterknife and Daisy got together while they both did everything in their power to keep Twix and I apart. This ended up snowballing over time, until I was forced to sue Butterknife and legally by force take the house into 100% my name. I had had an unexpected windfall of money land on my lap, and with drama having forced Twix, Daisy, and Butterknife out of my life, I renovated the house into 2 units and became a landlord, just in time for bloody COVID to hit. After this, I had my own life shaken up too. I lost my job, my business as a landlord fell into crisis, and I needed a fresh start. I had a friend who was running a business that stayed over for me. He had been trying to hire someone for 3 months, so I reached out, and now I am where I am. I currently live out in a tent next to a river. I'm working and living in a small town of roughly 1,100 people. My living expenses are next to nothing. I'm getting the best sleep of my life. Surprisingly, my sex drive is just gone. I had already gotten to the point before the move where sex itself was completely pointless for me. I just end up feeling worthless and hating myself. I get no sensation of physical or sexual pleasure at all from that activity. I'd been satisfying my needs through online fapping material, but moving out here has made it to the point where I don't need any of that at all. I found that every time I returned to the city of roughly 60,000 people, all the mental issues I had would come back. However, staying out here surrounded by nature seems to be fixing all my problems. As a final note, I don't want to get married ever. I don't want to be in a long-term relationship again either. I don't ever want to be in a short-term relationship too. I don't want to be in a sexual partnership again. I'm fine with having female friends. It's quite fun to make them suffer through verbal methods when they make the mistake of engaging in an argument with me. My business is also recovering, and I'll be focusing on expanding once stable. Well, Tobias, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Clearly all your problems stem from your single mother, and I'll discuss that in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to single mothers making their sons so angry that they permanently get turned off by women clown world show. Tobias, I'm glad you found that old man Alan as a mentor. You need a positive role model in your life, and that's probably why you shared your story about him. Your mother refuses to tell you about your biological father because she wanted you to be her son husband and support system in her old age one day. You can clearly see that when she asks you to give her $3,000 to buy a motorcycle. She can't exactly have you find out that your dad is a nice guy and have you running off and helping your father as he gets older instead of her. Clearly she burned down both of those bridges too. Back in the early 1990s, they used to make fun of men that lived in a van down by the river. Today people are choosing to live in nature in vans or in tents like yourself, because people are giving them anxiety. People like their mothers. People like their so-called friend Butterfield, that you actually had to sue. Sounds to me like the only person that was ever nice to you your entire life was a 60-something-year-old stranger named Alan. That's really sad for our society because what happens in another 20 or 30 years when guys like that are completely gone, and all that's left are the a-holes? Then young guys such as yourself would have zero positive male role models. That's why content for men on YouTube is so popular, because guys are hungry for male mentorship and help understanding the world. You can also see how women tear male friendships down when they believe they can get a big payout from it. It sucks having to sue your own friend for your property. It also sucks that COVID might have forced you to sell your property. Hopefully you got a good price or it's still rented out and giving you some cash flow. Also, you know your civilization and country are screwed when young men leave the sexual marketplace entirely after having bad experiences being abandoned by their single mothers. But as they say, hard times make strong men. So you're toughening up, living like a cowboy next to a river in a tent. It's incredible how little one needs to survive, and you've taken minimalism to a whole new level. Also, being surrounded by nature tends to reduce a person's anxiety, and all the trees in the country or in small towns increase your oxygen intake, which also makes you relax a lot easier. I think that all the single mothers and bad women out there are going to create very tough times for men going forward, and force young guys such as yourself to toughen up way before their time. In one way, I'm sorry for what happened to you, but in another way, I'm not. Turd-flinging monkey dealt with an abusive mother, and now he seems a lot better off financially and intellectually from it. You appear to be going down the same or similar path. Tobias, you're not an incel, and you had enough action with women to realize how bad female nature really is. From your mother to Trix and her friend that destroy your relationship with your friend by probably turning him against you to the point where you had to sue him. You got enough relationship experiences to feel like you got enough of them that you no longer need to be with the woman in your life. I think that eventually you'll just realize that having female friends to argue with and belittle is going to get tiring too. And your journey to the dark side of becoming a Unabomber-style hermit will be complete. Once a guy gets used to the peace of mind that comes from being in nature all by himself, he's no longer addicted to the drama that women in society in general try to put him under. There are millions of men like yourself that have had awful experiences with single mothers. And when they get involved with girlfriends, it's like they get post-traumatic stress disorder from having disorderly mamas. It brings flashbacks of emotional or psychological trauma inflicted upon them. The only solution for many will be to avoid women and men entirely for that matter. That also won't bring anything but drama and pain in their lives. It's like watching Rome collapse in the West today. Because back then, the men stopped producing and left the cities for the countryside. And left those other places full of chads and women to be conquered by the barbarians. When young men such as yourself, Tobias, are abused by their own mothers and not given the tools to become productive members of the culture and society, what do you think is going to happen? If you've been traumatized by people your entire life, and then you go to a place in nature where there are no people to torment you, of course you're going to be at peace with yourself. Single mothers, if they do get remarried, quite often they bring in men into the homes that are abusive to their stepsons. That's a fact. But the single mothers just want a new simp there to support them financially, and that takes priority number one. Future generations be damned. There will be little to no future generations if the current ones feel like the deal of marriage and relationships is broken, as we're seeing now. Some simpish gamma male with ironic glasses and a tranny smile said in my comment section a while back that MGTOW is just cope, and that women want 90% of the men to stop talking to them. What he didn't realize is that women need those 90% of men as a beta male backup plan, or basically to friend zone as emotional tampons. The more men there are like you, Tobias, that check out from society, the less men there'll be for women like your mother to mooch off of. I think that's all I got to say about this. I want to end this video discussing the bad situation we find in the Bitcoin markets. I haven't sold anything, even as I saw the price dip to 17,000. They may be lower by the time this video comes out. The only thing that worried me was getting my Bitcoin off of exchanges and into my own hard wallet. Suddenly the exchanges I was on were sending me tons of messages which I never saw before. I could smell desperation, and they were probably freaking out because commissions had collapsed, or maybe they didn't have enough Bitcoin in their holdings because they lost money in things like Terra Luna, to make everyone whole. So inside my retirement and tax-free savings account that I hold ETFs with Bitcoin in them, I put the rest into my own wallet and took self-custody. I lost 0.6 Bitcoin in 2018, and I didn't want a repeat of that. I don't trust anyone, including myself, so that's why I didn't take custody sooner. Now I trust myself more than I trust the exchanges. I'm in this thing for the long haul and won't sell. I had an urge and temptation to sell in the mid-17,000s when it first got there, because that's close to my cost base, but didn't, because I figured that the moment I would sell, it would go up, and I'd have to buy it back at a higher price. Funny enough, it then shot up to 21,000. I learned the best thing you can do a long time ago is to basically buy and hold and leave it at that. The reason it crashed so much was because of cascading failures of things like Terra Luna, which caused a cascade in the liquidations. It didn't matter that most holders in Bitcoin haven't moved it in over a year, or that addresses that hold over one complete Bitcoin are continuing to rise, or that hash rate is still increasing. All of this is non-natural market forces. Exchanges could easily go bust because they're doing shady deals and leveraging their holders' Bitcoin for other assets in a completely unregulated market. A free, unregulated market is usually full of corruption and draws in the shadiest of people, characters that are even worse than your average single mother. But that's a topic for another day. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Tobias for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that many single mothers smash their own sons in the head and then turn them into fully grown emotional tampons for life. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the friendships you have with your male friends ruined by some greedy girlfriend that wants your friend all to herself away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.